The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Everyone's been talking about the coronavirus vaccine, and of course, it all comes down to what the states want to do. The CDC has made their recommendations. Frontline workers, then people in long-term assisted living will get their shots first. But of course, now people are concerned that if we give it to frontline workers, and there are some problems with the vaccines, we could be hurting ourselves even more. We're flying blind into all of this, and that's not a surprise. We've got to take some risks. The question is, should we risk the frontline workers first? Doesn't look like kids will get new vaccines until sometime into next school year, meaning they could be getting vaccines in August, September, October. Right now, it looks like in most states, I would be getting a vaccine sometime in April, May, or June. I'm betting more likely June, even though I border on those high-risk areas. I'm getting up there in age. I am overweight. I do have some health issues. But for the most part, since I'm healthy, I'm good for now. I hate to see the frontline workers being the guinea pigs in this, but at least they know what they're doing.